I'm not sure what kind of illegal immigration problems they have in Fremont, Nebraska, but it's good to see a community this size stepping up and voicing their opinion on the illegal immigration problem. The small Nebraska meatpacking town has joined Arizona, according to an article on myway.com. At the center of the national debate about illegal immigration, after voters approved a ban on hiring or renting property to illegal immigrants, but an expected court challenge could keep the measure from ever taking effect. Leave it to the ACLU, who has already promised to file a lawsuit to block enforcement of the proposal that roughly 57% of Fremont voters supported in a vote. In a community of 25,000 people, it's going to be hard to take on the whole country, and it will be costly to do so, said Fremont City Councilman Scott Geitzman, who opposed the measure but said city leaders would support the results. Fremont's vote is the latest chapter in the tumultuous time over illegal immigration across the country, including a recent passed Arizona law that will require police to investigate another incident or crime if they're investigating incidences or crime, to ask people about their immigration status if there's reasonable suspicion that they're in the country illegally. There's nothing wrong with that. Many people, I've said it many times, are trying to live in the United States and do it legally, and the hurdles and the bureaucracy and the paperwork that they have to go through is insane. Why should those who come into the country illegally be given any sort of special treatment? And of course, we all know the crime problem involving illegal immigrants. Good for them in Nebraska. We'll see what happens. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.